This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online. Amy, how is your social battery right now?
My social battery is lower than ever. I don't think it's charged in any way, shape or form. I've barely been out that much in the last few months. I don't know if it's the weather or the time of year, but now we are getting closer, to spring and summer. I do need to do more because I do feel better when I actually, you know, go out in moderation. I do think you do need to do it. It's quite easy to just sort of stay at home and not do a lot, really. And I don't think that that's necessarily good for you.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening to this and you find it hard to go outside, if you find it hard to push yourself to do those things, then you might really benefit from therapy. It's a way you can learn how to set boundaries, positive coping skills, empowering you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's so good because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. And our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/tuningmums. So that's betterhelp.com/TWO new mums.
Jenny, are you coming live from Softplay? What are you doing?
Well, the only answer to that, Amy, is yes. Yes, I am.
Santa was kind to Bear. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Jenny, what I can see right now is basically sat in, I can only describe it as a soft play setup. There's a climbing frame. There's a dinosaur behind you. There's a football, giant spongy football.
Yeah. There's a teepee to my right. There's a wobble ball to my left.
Santa get a teepee. Eden got a teepee. Bear got a teepee.
Teepees were very in this year. I think a lot of people got teepees. The only person that uses it in this house is Chewy, our dog. He absolutely adores it, which is cute.
But it was for Bear.
Yeah, he kind of runs in it and goes, that's all he does so far.
I think teepees have always been desirable, actually, Jenny, because we got one for Eden for Christmas and it's dead cute. She goes, hides in it and stuff. But we had Kenny's niece over, who's like 15, and she said, I've got some real rage at my mum because I always wanted a teepee and never got one.
Oh.
And she was like really jealous of Eden's teepee. So I think they've been going strong for a while.
Okay. I could see why her parents though wouldn't, because it takes up way more space than I realised.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it? And Amy, does yours like, the poles move all day long. I'm trying to keep that thing structure.
Of course.
You move one pole and then the other one needs moving. And then like, I'm almost like, Bear, don't go in it because you're going to move it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, the thing is, I don't find it an eyesore, but it does take up a lot of space.
I like the aesthetic of it. And Bear's has fairy lights on top. But fucking giant.
Yes, pretty large. Pretty. If you've not got much space, don't do it. Welcome to Two New Mums. Oh, it's 2024, a fresh new year.
Happy
Are you feeling
new
fresh,
year.
Jenny? Happy New Year, etc. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we've changed our entire landscape of our home, as you can see. And something that's quite funny is we had this big dining table. It's really lovely. We've not sold it because we want to keep it for when we move house. But we never used it, and it was just, you know, a table like you have a shit drawer. It was the shit table, so it just gathered stuff. So it wasn't great. So we got rid of that, and then we filled this room with like toys. But now you can see I'm sitting on the floor because I would sit at the table right. normally.
Yeah, I remember the table from previous when you'd sit. So you yeah. basically sacrificed an entire dining table for yeah. a climbing frame and some dinosaurs.
And after Christian had like disassembled the table and put it in, and we'd done this whole like revamp of, we got my dad over to help, my brother came to help. And Christian went, oh shit, when you're upstairs doing your radio stuff, what? How am I going to work? So he has to just sit at Bear's little table to wow. do his work downstairs. I mean, he had a roast dinner the other day. Sat. Wait, let me show you the size of this chair. Sat on this miniature chair.
Oh, stop!
At
this,
a tiny
Jenny.
Little
okay.
table.
Your child's taking over.
I know.
Hold on a minute. Where do you have your dinner if your dining table's gone?
Oh, we're a TV dinner family. We have them on our knees watching telly. That's what we do. Bear's got his high chair.
What if anyone comes around for dinner? They're going
oh,
to have to...
Oh, don't do that.
It stops that, if anything.
Yeah, we
perfect.
Just, this is it. We did our last hurrah of Christmas dinner at that dinner table because we had everyone over. And then we were very happy to be like, last time. That's the last time we do that.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, okay. It's, well, it's your journey.
Yeah. In 2024 for you, you feeling fresh and fancy free or...
I am now, not essentially after today. Today was an absolute horror show. I'll come back to that in a minute. But essentially, yes, but after January the 1st. Are you doing dry? Because my hangover was absolutely atrocious. And we'll just touch on dry January. We'll do a quick Christmas debrief in a moment, but let's do dry January quick because I don't commit to saying I'm doing dry January because... If I say I'm not allowed something, my brain has a way of going, all you want is wine.
Yes.
So I'm not actively doing dry January, but I won't be drinking because I mm-hmm. am so done. not for life, you know, but I can't even imagine craving it because, mm-hmm. yeah, I gave it my all. I actually wasn't that bad over Christmas, but New Year's, I just, yeah.
Did you cry at Auld Lang Syne?
Okay, I didn't cry at Auld Lang Syne. I'm going to tell you what happened with New Year's. So I had a bit of a, you know, we were talking about how I might go to Devon mm-hmm. and we decided, come on, say yes to the things.
Yes.
And I am glad I did, Jenny, I am. But in future, I will not do it the way I did because what happened was, because it was a bit last minute, I hadn't booked it off work and it was on the Sunday. Uh-huh. So I go and do a breakfast show on a Sunday morning on my radio show.
Yeah.
I'm up at 4:30. And I knew this would be a tricky day. Up at 4:30, I go into central London. I come back out. I live in like Buckinghamshire, just outside of London. So that's another, you know, hour in, hour out.
Yeah.
Then I basically got in the car, drove to Devon, 3-hour drive. Got there. By the time we actually left and got there, it was nearing 4:00. I was pooped, Jenny. and yes, I drive. So I was really shattered.
Jeez, yeah.
And then obviously it's New Year's Eve. Eden was excited to see everyone. So there was a bit of overstimulation going on. Mm-hmm. Get her down to bed. Obviously you're in a different place. And she did go down okay. She got up a couple of times, but I was just wiped out. But you want to stay up till New Year's Eve. So yeah. I really had to dig deep and push through. I actually cried. The only time I cried was I just felt so tired at about 9 p.m. and Eden got up. And it's when and I went to her. I don't know why I went to her, and I remember just sitting outside, and I just felt really sad. Because I was just so tired.
Yeah.
Anyway, pushed through. Went to bed at 2. Oh, drank too much. Went to bed at 2,
what?
And then Eden woke up a couple of times because she wasn't in her usual. And we were all in the same room because obviously, like,
gosh.
Oh, Jenny. And then when she got up, I mean, to be fair, she didn't wake up till about 8:30, but she had been up a couple of times, and oh God, that feeling of one, you know, you're not in your own home, so it's not as easy. You've yep. not got your usual setup.
Yeah.
You've got all your friends there, so you've got to socialize a little bit. I mean, they're all sound, they're all friends, they've got kids, you know, it's not hard, but it's just like you're not in your,
yeah,
you know, I'm not used to having a hangover really anymore, and it was a bad one.
Oh my God.
And then we were traveling to an Airbnb.
Oh.
It was only it was 45 minutes away, so it was bearable. But like, it was one of those days where I felt like it was the longest. The 1st of January was the longest day of my life. But then we get to an Airbnb, then we're resetting up her travel cart and putting her in another room.
Oh my
and
God.
Like,
Oh man, it was a long day. Oh. But then we were there for a couple of nights at the Airbnb, and that was lovely. That was lovely. So it was worth it. I just need to do it differently.
Yes.
And I am just done with alcohol for the foreseeable.
I'm really impressed that you made it till 2, because I didn't even make it to midnight.
Didn't you?
No, you did really well.
What did you do for New Year's?
So we went to my friends we've all got kids, and she was really nice. She was like, she's got lots of rooms, and she was like, you can all stay over, but we have to be back for the dogs, because when the fireworks start going off, like the dogs hate it, and I just feel for them. And plus my brother, like, he lives on his own, so I always want to be with him when, you know, it goes midnight. I don't know why, it's just a thing. So he was working until like 10. So we went to our friends until then. And it was really sweet. They did like a fake New Year's Eve countdown for the kids. Like, they put the previous year on YouTube. And like, it was actually so lovely. But it was so lovely. I got a bit excited. Hadn't eaten. Drank a bottle of red wine. And like, red wine. I'd eaten like a sandwich all day because I'd been so busy, but I was just really loving it, and all the kids were playing, so I was just, you do, don't you? I just got excited and I was throwing it back, and Christian was driving, so I was like, yeah, let's go for it. And then when we got back, my Christian went to put Bear to bed, and my brother was basically there waiting for us, so I let him in. And the poor lad, my brother is sober, he doesn't drink. And I was like, hey, James, come on in. Apparently Christian said he put Bear down and he came down the stairs and he thought, oh, fucking hell, because he could hear me going, so yeah, what are your thoughts on this? And he was like, oh no, she's just in that chatting shit phase. And so I just basically chewed my brother's ear for half an hour and then passed out on the sofa, and then every now and again kept waking up. They would sat watching telly and like having a chat, and they saw in the new year together while I just laid there snoring. But every now and again I woke up and went, where's my food?
So basically we both absolutely excelled at New Year's. Oh, I tell you what, I forgot to mention Auld Lang Syne. So if you've missed the previous episode, I cry as soon as I hear Auld Lang Syne. It makes me emotional for some reason. And I have to have it at midnight, otherwise I feel sad. Anyway, there was the countdown. And because we were at our friend's house, it was buffering. So we were watching, because he's got this, like, he's converted his, in his garden shed, he's like converted it into, like, we call it, it's like a little pub, basically. Mm. It's just cabin thing. And we had it, the Wi-Fi was crap. So the countdown was like 10. Oh, it's gone again. 9, 8, 7. Oh, no, it's gone again. I'm not going to lie, the momentum was not great. So when That's we got amazing. To Happy New Year, we were sort of laughing a bit, and it was all missed the moment. And I was like, oh, Kenny, we need Auld Lang Syne. Get it on Spotify. And again, it just kept buffering. And by the time we found a version, and then we found a version, I didn't like it. It wasn't good enough. Went through about 4 different versions. By the time we played Auld Lang Syne, it was 12:15. And we did the crossing arms, but the emotion was gone, Jenny.
Oh, no. You should have gone straight for the Millennium Prayer with Cliff Richard, as we discussed.
And there's actually video footage, I may share it at some point, of us doing Auld Lang Syne, and then basically whatever the mix on Spotify, it cuts into something else, and you can see the anger in my face. And I get cross and go, I look at Kenny and go, what is this? So,
oh man.
Yeah, so all around we've went just very well.
Yeah, sailed into this new year.
Haven't we just? Yeah. But you are doing Dry January though. Was that your catalyst as well?
Yeah, really, yeah. I mean, last year I dabbled with sobriety a little bit. I didn't drink for like, I think it was maybe like 10 weeks, which for me is a lot, and I really liked it. And then obviously I had like some mental health issues, and I really liked not drinking. So I'm just gonna see how long I can go for. But here's the thing, it's like, you know, I said Christian says to me, you can live in the gray, you don't have to be black and white. But I am like, if I drink a lot, and I like that, and then I also like to not drink at all. I can't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not someone that just has one. But then the thought of cutting it out entirely, when, like, as a mum, going out with my girls and doing a brunch and just getting shit-faced once in a blue moon is everything.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't think there should be this. I think that what's good about Dry January is it makes you realise, okay, well, here's the thing with December. I drank more and had more sort of sessions than I probably did for the entirety of the year. Mm. I don't binge drink anymore, really, because, well, I do if I go out on it, but they're so few and far between. It's sort of manageable, or I try and get to bed a bit earlier. You just can't with a kid, can you? But other than that, I'll have the odd glass of wine at home, or like, you know, after a particularly bad day, a nice big glass of red can really take the edge off. Mm-hmm. Or, but it's really few and far between. So I'm not bothered about my relationship with alcohol in that respect. But what I realised over Christmas was all those sessions is by the end of the month and by that January the 1st, I felt everything in, like, very subtle things was so bad about my skin. I kept getting tongue ulcers. Mm-hmm. I just felt depleted. My patience was low. My energy was low. I wasn't being as good as a parent because I was born. That underlying feeling of being a bit knackered.
Yes.
Just everything was a bit shit. Mm-hmm. And it was that, you know, and I didn't even drink that much in December. I had a few like nights out. They were a bit close together. But it was the culmination of that. And I think, you know, I'd gone a few months without having any kind of pain around my cycle, mm-hmm. which I had previously.
Yeah.
And it's come back a little bit this month. And I genuinely think it's down to, well, it's the combo of being tired from Christmas and drink. But it definitely has a huge effect. And so I think that dry Jan reset is a great thing to do to make you realise sort of what does alcohol do to you now. And I had a lot of conversations over Christmas with friends and people who are like my age. When you get to 40, like, it does hit you different.
Yeah.
Or, you know, your late 30s to 40s, whatever. It's just, you can't recover very well from it. You really can't. And when you've got, throw kids in the mix, it's just, I don't even enjoy it as much. Binging, I don't enjoy it as much. A few drinks, yes. Mm-hmm. But that for me is like, I think three drinks is sort of my, yeah, that's fun. And, you know.
That's what it is. You see it differently. Like, if you're like at home, if you're going away for the night, like we do girls' nights away, that's a bit different because... Mm. I know, like, Christian, it's Christian and Bear, and he knows that for, like, the next 48 hours. But when you're at home, I used to just, like, get a bit pissed and think, I'm just sleep it off tomorrow morning. You can't do, like, you can't enjoy it the same because you're, like, I mean, Bear wakes up at least twice a night at the moment. So it's just, it's not, for me, it's the added, I'm going to drink and then have a good night's sleep and have a lie in. You don't have that anymore.
No.
So what is the point? That's kind of what, it just changes everything, doesn't it? You can never fully let go.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like thinking maybe not drinking in the house, but then still having those big things and the celebrations and stuff. That's probably where we're going to take it.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Who knows?
I think it's just a good time to sort of, look at your relationship with alcohol and just realise what it does to your body. I think that's the thing that that's what I took away. So we'll see. But good luck to everyone for the rest of the month. I mean, after a day like today, I actually didn't fancy a drink. All it was today is, we'll do a little Christmas debrief as well. Because, I mean, it's been 2 weeks. A lot happens, Jenny.
A lot happens.
God, is it only 2 weeks? Christmas feels like 2 months ago now, doesn't it, already?
Yes. Yes.
It's weird. But, lovely Christmas. Obviously very big. I've got a big family. So is Kenny's. We went to my mum's. The actual Christmas day. So the lead up to sort of Christmas day, Eden, like from nursery, it was like a combo of she had a sick bug at the beginning of the week. Then she got a cough, really bad one again. And then by the time we got to my mum's, she had a massive new teething episode, which made a bit of a retro comeback. And it was the culmination of all these things. And I felt sorry for it. It was awful. And then I realised, like, the bedtime on Christmas Day was horrific. Was it Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? I think both were a bit tricky.
Yeah.
You know, new place. And I realise now, I put it down to all those sort of mini illness things. Because in the daytime, she wasn't bad. It was just the nighttime putting her down. Mm-hmm. But I realise now, I think a lot of it was overstimulation. Because as soon as... We'd had those tricky two nights at my mum's, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. As soon as we got home, she went straight down and slept for like 14 and a half hours straight.
Whoa.
Like, she did that for about three nights on a row post-Christmas.
Jeez.
And I think that was the culmination of like the Christmas. You know, the Christmas fatigue gets us all, doesn't it? But
yes.
You don't think about kids. But I think there is so much going on you don't realise. You know, you put even putting the tree up and... Mm-hmm. Going to all the festivities, meeting Santa, all this weird stuff for a 20-month-old, you realise once you get back to normality, I don't know if Bear was the same, but like we did a lot. We went to all these Illuminate, you know, you do all the stuff and it's lovely. But like, yeah, those few days after Christmas, she was sleeping like, honestly, it was down at 7, up at like 8:30, 9. And then And then she was napping for 2 to 3 hours. Like, she was just...
Yeah.
And I realised then, maybe it wasn't that she was ill. She was just knackered.
Yeah, do you know what? You've just made me think. Yeah, he was the same. And then this week, we've been going, God, he's got so much energy. Whoa, he's waking up, bouncing off the walls. And like, maybe no, he's got a normal toddler amount of energy. And it's just returned after Christmas when he was quite wiped out.
Well, that was like us today. What did I said before I came on? I was like, I think she's ill again. Well, I think she's picked something up. She had like, two weeks off nursery. So she suddenly had no illness. And obviously, she just picks up a cold every time. Mm. Went back last week one day, picked something up. And she's had a temperature and she's got a bit of a cold and whatever. But she's had shitloads of energy. And I'm like, why have you got so much energy when you've got a cold? But we have had, because of the sort of Christmas, New Year, I was like, we need to tone it down. And we've just had a lot of days at home, I'll be honest, and dog walks and being at home. Mm. And I think, yeah, she's suddenly going, where's all this? This is boring.
Yeah, that's
she needs. Yeah, she needs stimulation. So I'm like, right, we've got to do some stuff. I was planning a very quiet January, but I mean, she's in nursery tomorrow, hopefully, if she's not poorly. But yeah, I think it's that kind of, mm-hmm. They've had their rest, haven't they? They've recuperated. Yeah. They're back.
We just need a little longer.
Yes, please. Yes, please. I really enjoyed those long sleeps and naps. Thank you.
It is nice though, isn't it? Because like, you've got a really big family, when there's loads of people around and you just see your kid just running from one person to the next. And like, I think everyone has that worry when their kid's growing up, and it's like every kid goes through a phase of when they go to someone they don't really know, they cry and get upset. And you're always thinking, oh, but I hope they're comfortable and I hope they're confident. And then as they grow up and you see them just running around with whoever and playing with whoever, it's such a nice feeling, isn't it?
Well,
you're like,
you say that.
They're socialising.
You say that, Jenny. The problem is with my family is most of them, Eden doesn't see a lot of the time because we don't live near them.
So
we do only see them on occasions. And if there's a few people, like if we go to my mum's, she loves it. She gets excited and then my brother might pop round. And then, you know, it's like that. Mm-hmm. What happened on both of the Christmases we had with our families, Eden went down for the nap at like 12. And then when she woke up, on both occasions, she came downstairs to like 20 people in a room.
All looking at her going,
hi. All looking at her going, hey, Eden. And she just stared at them with the harshest. And it was a lot. Like, she struggled.
Yeah, because they're the main event.
Yeah, they are. And everyone wants to pick them up and everyone wants to play with them. And they're all a bit like, oh, why doesn't she like me? And I'm like, because there's 20 people staring at her. Yeah. And she's like, what? You know, if there was 4 people here, she'd be like, oh, but mm-hmm. she'd be fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, each time there was a good 20 people, strong crowd, vying for her attention. So it was quite tricky. I think, again, that was why she slept a lot
I think I need to put this out there, right? We should put this out there. If a kid goes to you and cries, don't take it personally. Because the last thing, when you're trying to console and regulate your child who's overwhelmed, the last thing you want to have to do is say to Auntie Shirley, don't worry, no, it's just because, like, I ain't got the time to regulate your emotions. You're an adult. You can self-regulate.
So true.
I've got to... You know what I mean?
Like, well, there was one... I've got to be careful what I said. Well, there was one person who was a bit like, oh, she really doesn't like me, does she? But I was like, but you're not doing it. You're just staring at her. You're literally staring at her.
Yes.
You're not saying anything to it. You're not getting down on her level. You're not... You've got to put in a bit of work.
Yes.
Like, you can't...
But then there's also the overwhelming ones that are like, come here, give me a kiss. And it's like, no, like consent. They're allowed they're allowed consent when they're a kid. You can't just grab them and give them a smush and a tickle. They might not want to. And if they push you away, fucking don't take that shit personally. You move on. Like,
so true.
Go and get yourself a mince pie and have a word with yourself. They're 2 years old. It's not personal.
Oh, my God. Oh my gosh. Oh, I tell you what, me and Kenny had a delicious row a couple of days before Christmas. We went out, we were having a nice afternoon. We went to like a very festive place to meet some friends for a little mulled wine. And again, alcohol, obs. And anyway, we were sat there and Kenny was on Eden's knee. Eden, imagine. Eden was on Kenny's knee and she picked up a glass on the table. And it was really cold outside, but we were in a warm sort of like tent. Anyway, I don't like her touching glass or cutlery. I'm the chief safety officer, you know, it's always the case, isn't it? And he was like, she's fine. I'm not joking, Jenny. About 2 minutes later, the glass exploded in her hands.
Oh my God. Was it like a ghost or something? That sounds paranormal.
Don't know if that's the logic. I was going with the fact that like it was probably a cold glass and we were in a sort of heated, I don't know.
Or a poltergeist.
Yeah. It exploded into like 100 pieces.
Fuck, was she okay?
Yeah, she was, luckily. But there were chunks of glass suddenly all across the floor, and Peggy was on the floor. Oh. So I, you know, try and be calm, but I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And like went to, and I was like, give her to me. Oh, quick, grab Peggy. And I probably wasn't being very calm, but there was shattered glass everywhere. Mm-hmm. And Kenny was a bit like, oh, just calm down. She's okay. Look, she's okay. And I was like, yeah, we know she's okay now, but let's move this glass. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't moving quick enough, Jenny.
Oh, they never do.
Anyway. So he just kept going, just calm down because you're going to stress out. And I just, there was this woman on a table next to me and she looked at me and she went, are you okay? And I went, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm not, but like I am, but like that was a shock. Mm-hmm. And we walked off and we got in this big row and I was like, don't say, just calm down. I said, what you should have said is what that woman said to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you okay? Because no, I wasn't okay. A glass just fucking exploded.
Yeah.
I was not okay.
Yeah.
But if you said, don't tell me to calm down, calm me down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, don't say, oh, calm down, like it's not a big deal, because it is.
Yes.
To me, a shard of glass just could have gone in my baby's eye, right? Yep. In our baby's eye, remember? Mm-hmm. Like, don't tell me to, you need to help me.
Yeah.
If I'm panicked, grab me and go, are you okay? It's going to be okay. Don't go, calm down.
Yes.
Play it down. Oh my God, Jenny, the rage.
No, I get it. You need in that moment validation.
Yes.
And then support.
Yes.
That's what you need.
Yes.
And it is fucking frustrating because I honestly feel like people just feel things on different levels. And if you're feeling it like that, like that's exactly what you need. It's so frustrating. And then do you do what I do in a situation like that, where then you blow it out of proportion and you think, if I wasn't there, what would they have done? Would they have been chilled? Because someone needed to fucking not be chill, because that's not a chill situation.
Yeah. And I do think, and I've said so many times, Kenny is like calmer than me, but I've been with boyfriends who are the opposite, who are worse than me, and then I become the calm one, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you being so, it's a weird thing, but like we have to work at this, because you can't do that. And when it comes to Eden, I'm obviously going to be turbo, but it is your job to help me, not tell me off.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, tell me, calm down, it's not that, like, don't. You need to validate my feelings. That's the thing.
It's that thing, isn't it, where if you're worrying about something, we've had so many conversations about this in like since Bear's been born, where I've had to explain validation to him, and I'm like, if I'm worrying about something, if you think it's ridiculous, you need to put yourself in my shoes, and instead of thinking that's actually stupid and saying, why are you worrying about that and like non-helpful stuff, you need to actually say, gosh, if that is honestly how you feel, that must be really scary.
Yes.
Because then you just feel like, oh, you're in this with me. You've just stepped into my little vehicle and you're here with me. Even though you might not agree, you're here with me. That's so important, I think, when you're raising a kid together, to understand each other like that.
Yeah. And it's, you've just got to get it. It's hard, isn't it? And I think... because, you know, I remember in the early days, he was really good when, you know, when he took like Eden for a walk and I used to be like, oh my God, she's leaving my side.
Yeah.
And he'd send me pictures and videos, you know, because that helped me. And it's like, that's helping me, you know, he could, if he'd walked off and gone, she'll be fine. Oh, you'll be, you know, it's just recognizing that. And I think like in a relationship, when you've had a baby, it's these things that you don't realize, do you? You don't realize these sort of emotions. I didn't realize I would be that kind of stressy about that, you know, but it's because she's so important and I'm so worried, you know. Your worst nightmare is, Christ, a shard of glass. Like, it could have been, all the scenarios go through your head. Where could that shard of glass gone? You know, it's horrendous. Like, and they were big chunks, Jenny.
Yeah.
And then it's Peggy walking around and I don't want it in our port. It's all these things.
Yeah. It's like you've got to have the patience with each other. You know, if like a glass breaks in our kitchen, Christian is always great. He'll jump in and he'll be like, you just take Bear or you take the dogs and I'll sweep it up. But then I have to say just because I have to say, because I'm Bear's mum, did you get it all?
Oh, you know? You can't help yourself.
It's like when we go to bed every night. Every night he checks every lock on the door, right? And I'll go to bed first and then he comes up. And when he gets in bed, I have to say, did you lock all the doors?
Yeah, yeah.
You just got to be patient with one another because we're all fucking weirdos in our own way.
Oh, God,
we all have our worries. Christian worries about how much Bear's eaten, whereas I'm very like chill about that. I'm like, if he's hungry, he'll eat. But that's Christian's thing. So when Christian's panicking, I have to be there and go, oh, yeah, I can see why you're worrying. Absolutely. You know, and like this is you've just got to really understand each other.
It's
such a different relationship to a romantic relationship. You're like,
yes,
it's so weird, it changes everything.
It really does. I'm trying to think of things like, what does Kenny worry about? But actually, yeah, he gets weird about like her being cold at night and her temperature, which is something that I'm like, well, she'll let us know, and she's always, I don't know, her room's, yeah, it's just those things, isn't it? But maybe I should be like, okay, well, I'll check.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole new ball game, a relationship when you've had a baby.
It is. But, you know, in the interest of being kind and nice to our significant others. And,
oh, yeah, probably should.
I had a really... It's super cheesy, but I had a really nice realization over Christmas, because you spend time with people. It's people that you really love, but you don't see often. It's weird, isn't it? But and it just, I think when you've got your own kid who you love more than anything, when they're around people you love, it makes you love them people even more.
Yeah.
Because obviously when you see your partner with your kid, your heart's so full. When your parents are with your kid or your siblings, like my brother was never into kids, and then I see him with Bear and he's an amazing uncle, and it's just like a different level of my brother unlocked that I didn't even know existed. And then when I see like my best friends with my kids and they're kind of like aunties to him, it just makes me feel so grateful they're my friends. And then even things like when we went to Christian's family, Christian's stepdad's got three sons, and they're really cool, and they're younger, but they were just obsessed with Bear, and Bear loves football and they play football, and they brought a football over and played football, and it made me like love them like proper family.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think it's like you love your kids so much, it makes you love who you love even more. Do you know what I mean? It's overwhelming.
It is amazing. Yeah, it's, I think you just become, someone said it to me the other day, like, oh, you've become softer now, your mum.
Yeah.
Like, you do though, do you? Because everything makes you want to cry. And yeah, a lot of, seeing family with Eden, but also a lot of our friends who've got kids, they all seem to be around the age of like sort of 7 to 12.
Yeah.
Because we had Eden a bit later, I guess. So they absolutely adore her and she adores them. And it's amazing. And I love seeing that as well. And yeah, like seeing my... Mum was like playing the piano with Eden and stuff over Christmas. You do have those moments, which are better than the ones when I caught my mum allowing Eden to play with dishwasher tablets. So, you know, there's moments when it's great and when you've really got to intervene. But generally, yeah.
Just on one more rant. this is like a roller coaster of love and hate.
Isn't it?
When
you really flicked a switch there, Jenny.
When... Bear went to my mum and dad's every day, not every day, but every time he went in December, she had an advent calendar for him. So it would be like he'd have built up like 3 days worth of chocolate, and he'd run in and he'd go up to mum and go, da-da, because he wanted his advent calendar. Now we're in January and he still wants doors of chocolate every time we get there. So obviously I was like, well, this is ridiculous. You're going to have to show him it's just December. No, they've bought chocolate so that when he gets in the house, he gets chocolate. And I'm like, no, this isn't becoming a thing. But I know their game. They really want him to like be absolutely fucking thrilled to arrive there. So they're like giving him everything. He's thrilled anyway. The other day I got him in, gave him an apple. He was happy. Dad comes round, chocky, chocky, chocky. Choking, I'm like, no, he's eating an apple.
I think that's grandparents. They've got that leverage. Like, you have to give them, you have to let it go. Yeah, my mum said a few times over Christmas, oh, do you want to give Eden this chocolate cake or whatever it was? Something terrible, you know, which we all love. And I just said, well, no, because there's no point. I've given her cake. She's tried cake and chocolate, and so far, she's not seemed that bothered, mm-hmm. which is weird because I'm her mother and it's it's my life. So I'm just like, no, just hold back because my sugar addiction is crippling mother. And I think she thinks, oh, you don't give her that. I'm like, but she doesn't know what it is, Mum.
Yes.
What's the point? Because it's not nutritious food. Like, you're trying your best. There's just no point. But it's just grandparents. You've just sort of got to let them go for it. But
they just do. And if we ever become grandparents, we'll probably be exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. I would be like, yeah. I think they've earned that right. You've got to give them that right, to be fair.
It's true.
I did realise there was a moment. I mean, this is the difference 2 weeks makes. Like about 10 days ago, I put a thing on Instagram because Eden was going through a real, like, not wanting to sit in a high chair. She'd gone back to a beige food era. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, oh, this is a nightmare. I mean, already it's past. You know, and I asked for loads of advice and loads of people gave me great advice. And by the time I went to sort of repost it, she'd sat back in a high chair and eating again. Mm-hmm. It's so mad, isn't it? You know, when you just think, oh, no.
Yeah, it's because it's so all consuming, isn't it? You think this is it forever, but then the next day it's different.
Yeah, it's... It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, we went through a stage where Bear just wouldn't be in his high chair, and now he loves it. He'll go, Dina, Dina, and bang his high chair. And I'm like, you want to be in that thing that you hated 2 months ago that I was panicking about.
Yeah, and I don't want to let it go yet because, you know, it's a handy station, isn't it, for you to get stuff done and tidy it or whatever, like knowing they're there, they can't move at this point. So I don't want to. I was going to get her a booster seat to sit at the table, but I'm like, oh no, because she drops food on our nice dining room chairs. And,
yes.
Oh no, not yet. Not yet. Thank you. Thank you very much. But the other thing I was going to ask you about is, so now I'm obviously not breastfeeding, so she has milk and she has, she calls it Milky. Loves it. Loves it.
Aww.
Couldn't care less about the boob. Both happy about that. But I've realized she loves it so much, it's become a bit of a negotiation tool.
Oh, okay.
And it's gone a bit far. I think I might need to rein it in. I don't know about you. Is Bear like that? Like, she's, you know, if I need to get her upstairs for a bath, do you get a lot of resistance on this? Because, like, it's becoming, used to be like
bath time.
Yeah, there was always a bit of resistance because it means you're not playing anymore. Aside from Jenny, after Christmas, when at one point I went bath time and she walked upstairs and stood in the bathroom and I was like, what? That was what Christmas did to her. But I'm using Milky as a negotiation tool. But I have found, and I've got out of doing it tonight because I don't know why. I feel like I shouldn't, but like, she's been having her milk in the bath just to get her in the bath.
Oh, look, there's no rules to this shit.
No, I know. But do you have that, or is he not as bothered?
No, we've gone from him not really liking the bath and running away to now when we get him out of the bath, he screams because he loves the bath so much. So, you know, it's just which side of having is the screaming. It was pre and now it's post.
Well, no, she likes it when she's in the bath and she's always enjoyed the bath. It's just for some reason getting from the playing downstairs to the... She knows it's bedtime, basically.
Oh,
I see. So once we get her in the bath, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, it's just getting her in there is like, no!
Oh, really?
Unless you throw Milky in the mix and then she's like, ooh.
Oh, no, that's clever. I mean, my friend said to me, she was like, two things when you have a kid. Number one, you'll become really good at bribery. And number two, she was like, the words we say every day are, don't try. Because if ever we try and do something perfect and right, it never goes right. So she always and if there's a disaster, she'll look at me and go, don't try. So, yeah, I think bribery, I think you're excelling. That sounds like you're parenting perfectly if you're already at bribes.
I don't know why, it just felt wrong. Like, I'm like, yeah, I don't think you should be having your milk in the bath. It doesn't feel right. It's just, I don't know.
I mean, have you ever had like a glass of wine in the bath? You know, it's heaven.
I have, Jenny. That's a very good point. Yeah. Okay. Reframing. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that.
Yeah, I mean, if she was having like her snacks in the bath.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah. But yeah, milk.
Bit of Milky.
Yeah, absolutely. For hydrate. Lovely. Okay. Yeah.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad you cleared that up. Oh, crikey. Well, there's a lot to cover off this week. Jenny's just getting off with a dog. So
no, he smells like popcorn, so I sniff him. But you know, it's apparently wee. The ammonia from their wee smells like popcorn, but his paws and his face always smells like popcorn, but it's because they wee on their paws and... He sniffs Chewy's penis. But
are you high? I'm just going to clip up that entire sentence. and put it out as a clip. Just that sentence. That'll get people listening.
I forget this is being recorded, Amy. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, that
you
was weird.
You should smell him, though. He smells like butterscotch popcorn.
Love to smell his piss. Mmm, kiss me, don't piss, yes, please.
Love it.
Okay.
Please
and on
don't
that
let
note,
this be the end. No, don't let this be
No, this is the end. This is the end.
No, let's talk about our exciting stuff we've got coming up.
Okay, let's talk about that. Now, listen, you hopefully follow us on Instagram, which is Two New Mums Podcast. Let's not even talk about TikTok. That's going straight in the bin. But we have got plans for something else that is coming in the next week or two, which we hope you will be on board with. Because what we want to do, Jenny, we want to keep this podcast going, but we want to make it bigger, and we need to. But also, we're building a bit of a. We already have a good mum community, on our Instagram. Like, your messages are amazing, and we help each other out here, and it does feel like we're in a really, I'm going to say, a really cool club.
Mm-hmm.
Can
mm-hmm.
I get away with saying that, Jenny? Do you think?
Sure. Yep. Yeah.
Inclusive club, anyway.
Yep.
But we've got a great idea for it, which the only reason we're not telling you more about is we don't want to do that thing where we go, oh, this is it, and then we've not set it. We're gonna be organised in 2024. So we wanna make sure everything's tickety boo before mm-hmm. before we tell you. But
yeah, because Amy just said 1 to 2 weeks, and we've definitely agreed a week. But Amy knows what we're like, so she's just giving us that extra week in case.
There you go. It's not my first rodeo, whatever they say.
But yeah, it'll be just more access to us. And conversations and discussions, you'll be more involved.
Yes.
Extras as well.
More content. Content.
Content,
more
content.
Kids.
It's going to be great, and we're looking forward to it. We just got to set it up.
We will. We just need and want you to be a part of it. So more mm-hmm. of that coming. Big things happening in 2024 for Two New Mums. Yes, yes, yes. That's embarrassing.
No, that's where we ended.
No, we're not ending on that. No, because I don't know what I said, Jenny. And now everyone's going to be like, oh, no. Christ, what was that? Oh, awkward. Edit out. Otherwise, I'll get that clip about the dog piss up. Okay? Can you leave us a review, please? Not about either of those things that just happened.
What does your dog smell like?
Oh, God, angels.
No. I imagine she does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Thank you for joining us for our first one of 2024. Mm-hmm.
Let's just go. See you next week.
See you later. Bye.